His Word in Glass, devotions based on the faceted glass windows in the sanctuary of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The faceted glass Advent window in the sanctuary of Lutheran Church of Our Savior Cupertino depicts the prophet Isaiah inscribing the word Emmanuel in chapter 7, verse 14 of his ancient prophecy. In a time of uncertainty and doubt, the Lord spoke the light of his truth through the mighty seer to shelter his people Israel under the certainty of the promised offspring, the Lord's chosen one. See in the glass the light of God's word coming to the prophet, inspiring Isaiah to write of the people who have walked in darkness. Such as these, Isaiah writes, have seen a great light. Even as the darkness of sin and unbelief covered the world in a shroud of unrecognizability, hopelessness, and despair, the light of God's promised redemption showed brighter than day. Unto sinners a child was born. Unto the whole of sin-darkened humanity a son was given. As we behold the glass dove descending in the light of the Lord's promise, we hear the Lord speak through the prophet, "Behold, my chosen one, I have put my spirit upon him." In these glass-shown words, we recall the descent of the dove in the Come Unto Me window, reminding us of our Savior's anointing, so that he would fulfill all righteousness for us as our Savior. We look in the Advent window's glass and see a stump with a stem shooting forth, reminding us of the word spoken through Isaiah, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse," that our Savior would descend from Jesse's line to be born king, the son of David, who would rule over God's people with righteousness and peace. The flowers blooming below the stump of Jesse point our attention to the blossoming joy and gladness of those to whom the glory of the Lord has been shown, who, in the dry wilderness of their sin-scorched hearts, have seen faith in their Savior Jesus Christ plant and bloom through the revealed promise now fulfilled. Such hearts cannot help but sing for joy even when spiritual drought and worry plague them. A heart with faith in the salvation accomplished by Christ's victory over sin reverberates with those who, in Adventide, sing of such wondrous promise delivered in the infant Savior. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming from tender stem hath sprung, of Jesse's lineage coming, as prophets long have sung. It came a floweret bright amid man's sinful darkness, when half spent was the night. Isaiah 'twas foretold him, the rose I have in mind. With Mary we behold him, the virgin mother kind. To show God's love aright, she bore to us our Savior, when half spent was the night. This flower, whose fragrance tender with sweetness fills the air, dispels with glorious splendor the darkness everywhere. True man, yet very God, from sin and death he saved us and lightened every load. O Savior, child of Mary, who felt our human woe, O Savior, King of glory, who does our weakness know, keep us at last, we pray, by your rich grace from heaven to live in endless day. The lower edge of the Advent window's glass also shows to us the figure of a white stone, reminding us of the word of our Lord spoke through Isaiah in the 28th chapter of his prophecy. Behold, I am the one who has laid a foundation in Zion, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Of course, we know from the gospel accounts that Christ himself is that tested, precious cornerstone of sure foundation, whose resurrection from the dead has laid the foundation of our salvation unto eternal life. With our trust and faith in Christ alone, we see the image of the stone in the window and revisit in memory the words of a beloved hymn that resounds with joy even when the sanctuary pews are empty. Christ is our cornerstone. On him alone we build. With his true saints alone, the courts of heaven are filled. On his great love, our hopes we place of present grace and joys above. From him we gain from heaven the grace which we implore. And may his grace, now given, be with us evermore, until that day when all the blessed to endless rest are called away. Oh, then with hymns of praise those hallowed courts shall ring. Our voices we will raise, the three in one to sing, and thus proclaim in joyful song, both loud and long, his glorious name. While the white stone in the window's lower glass brings to mind our Savior, the cornerstone of saving faith, the brown crossbeams on the ground behind the prophet bring to mind the 53rd chapter of Isaiah's prophecy. In the words of Isaiah 53, we were told what would happen to the chief cornerstone, that Christ Jesus would be rejected, crucified, and die. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The window includes violet glass that brings attention to the purple robe our Lord was arrayed in after he was flogged and crowned with thorns by Roman soldiers, as recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 19. Yet despite these reminders of the cost of salvation paid for by the rejected cornerstone, we see also palm branches that recall for us the words spoken through Isaiah, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes," just as he did when he rode into Jerusalem on the Sunday of his Passion, when palm branches were laid before him. Finally, we see as well the prophet himself, a self-proclaimed sinner, a man of unclean lips, who lived among a people of unclean lips, and yet his eyes beheld the Lord. It was this sinful man whose lips were touched with a burning coal from heaven's altar and thus purified, whose life and work were made to serve the Lord and prepare his way. By such faith as was given unto him, the Lord's way was prepared, and we too have heard and seen what was recorded in Holy Writ and placed into the design of this faceted glass window, the fulfilled promise of salvation given in Jesus Christ. So while that Church of God remains on earth to endure the tests and trials that precede our triumphant entrance into the heavenly courts of God's eternal dwellings, we hear again the words of the prophet Isaiah, and here at Lutheran Church of Our Savior Cupertino, behold in glass the Word manifested in visual art. And we sing along with saints before and saints yet to be the versified vision of God shown unto Isaiah, put to tune and lyric by the blessed reformer Martin Luther. Isaiah, mighty seer in days of old, the Lord of all in spirit did behold. High on a lofty throne in splendor bright, with ropes that filled the temple courts with light. Above the throne were flaming seraphim. Six wings had they, these messengers of him. With two they veiled their faces, as was right. With two they humbly hid their feet from sight. And with the other two aloft they soared, one to the other called and praised the Lord. Holy is God, the Lord of Sabaoth. Holy is God, the Lord of Sabaoth. Holy is God, the Lord of Sabaoth. His glory fills the heavens and the earth. The beams and lintels trembled at the cry, and clouds of smoke enwrapped the throne on high.
We pray.
Heavenly Father, holy God, as we, your people, live out our days of earthly sojourn, living among people of unclean lips, assist us by your grace to live as people with purified lips, abiding in the truth that in Christ our sin has been atoned for and our guilt has been taken away, that those who are now dwelling in the darkness of sin may see the light of your salvation and hear the gospel promise, the foundation of eternal life laid securely in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.